Malachim Beis Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Yud Beis, continuing the extensive recounting of the sins of Malchus Yisrael that caused its destruction and exile, Vayavdu Hagilulim, and they worshipped the idols, the Gilulim, the Getchkas, the forms, Asher Omar Hashem Lohem Lo Sasu Es Hadavar Hazeh, that God had said to them specifically, do not do this thing. Interesting, it says, it doesn't say Lo Sa'avodu, it's Lo Sasu Hadavar Hazeh, don't do this thing. Asu Chein Lahachis, says the Malbim. Hagam Sheyodu Batzom Shein Gilulim B'Shikutim. So here the Malbim is concurring with what I said in the previous pasuk, the idea that it was Lahachis, just to anger God without any sense to it. I think it's the Rambam, one of the classical commentators says that the Jews never believed the Avodah Zarah. They were just hedging their bets, you know. They were, I'm going to daven to God on Shabbos, I'll daven to the Avodah Zarah on Sunday. Or also just as an excuse for the pleasure that could be taken in their rituals and rites that lacked morality and ethics. So they're doing it lahachis. They know, if I make a getchka, I saw a beautiful picture. I think I've sent it before when we were doing Sefer Shoftim. It was from an article in the Jerusalem Post of a little Hasidish kid from a religious kibbutz who found a bunch of getchkas that looked like finger puppets that he was showing off to the camera before it went into the Israeli Antiquities Bureau. And they're tiny. They're small. They're finger puppets. You worship a finger puppet with power over the universe that you made? It's impossible for any sophisticated person, even a sophisticated person 3,500 years ago, to fall for something that foolish. But it's lahachis, to make Hashem angry. Yud gimel vayar Hashem b'Yisrael u'b'Yehuda. And so, what's God's response? So God testified, Eidus. God testified against Yisrael and Yehuda. Why Yehuda? Yehuda's not guilty here. Yehuda's not being exiled here. So, a number of people point out that Sefer Malachim was written after the fact. It's written by Yirmiyahu HaNavi after the Churban, or around the time of the Churban. It includes the Churban at the end of the Sefer, so presumably it was written afterwards. In which case, there's also an element of looking back, that this should have been a warning to Yehuda. Yehuda had fallen prey to those same terrible behaviors and was doing the same Avodah Zarah, and they had the extra Zechus of the Beis HaMikdash in their midst, but that wouldn't save them forever, although they thought that it would. So Hashem testified against them both. B'yad kol nevi'ei kol chozeh leimor. It's written nevi'ov, but it's read nevi'ei. In the hands of every prophet, of every seer, which is an interesting phrase, the nevi'im of the chozeh. So Rashi explains this means nevi'ei kol chazon, the nevi'ei who each had their own vision. Yesh chozeh shehu shem davar. There's the idea of the chozeh as a seer, and there's also the idea of chozeh as a vision. Chazon Yeshayahu ven Amotz, we will lain. On Tisha B'Av itself this year that I'm recording this, Tisha B'Av is a nidcha to Sunday, but it's on Shabbos as the actual date. We will lain Parshas and Haftaros Chazon that day on Tisha B'Av, so that's the Chazon. And Hashem sent all of these visions through the Nevi'im, saying, Shuvu midarcheichem hara'im. Shuvu, shuvu, we lain during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Shuva Yisrael. Return from your wicked ways. V'shimru mitzvosai. And observe my mitzvos, my commandments, chukosai, my chukim, my decrees that aren't necessarily given with a reason behind them to us. Kechol ha-Torah asher tzivisi asaboseichem. Like the entire Torah that I commanded your forefathers. V'asher shalachti aleichem biyad avodai hanavim. And that I sent to you in the hand of my servants, the prophets. Yudalad velo shameyu. But you didn't listen. Technically, grammatically, but they didn't listen. The Jews of the north. And we said Yehuda a minute ago too. Vayakshu es arpam ka'oref avosam. And they hardened their necks. The oref is the back of your neck that you turn on somebody that you refuse to listen to. It is a lashon, the Matsudas David says, of harchaka, of distancing oneself from the speaker. They turned their backs on the speaker and walked away from them and would not turn their head to look back to show the Navi their scorn and also their refusal to listen. And who are the necks of your forefathers? So Matsudas David says, those are the Ovdei Ha'egel Bamidbar. Asher lo he'aminu b'Hashem Elokeihem, that they did not believe in the Lord, their God, and instead they disdained him and they refused to listen. So they're going to be punished according to their sins, says the Me'am Lo is. They completely filled the land with idolatry, so their destruction would be complete. No city, house, or field would be left standing. All the places where they had worshipped their idols would be destroyed, the high places, the towers, the fortresses, the cities. They ignored God, didn't listen to his voice or to the voices of the Nevi'im. He would ignore their cries the same way. And as we will see, they accused God of injustices that he had never did. So he brought upon them suffering which he promised to protect them if they obeyed the Torah. Moshe had warned them in the Tochacha, kol choli, every sickness, every affliction not written in the Torah, God will bring on you because you are rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we'll see more of that coming up next.